Artist Sama Alshavi spent nearly 7 years traveling around the Middle East and North Africa for her exhibit called Silsila. That's Arabic for link or chain link, and the University of Arizona professor's work is currently on display at the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art. The exhibit includes photos, videos, prints, and sculptures, and looking at it, two major themes emerge: the desert and water.
In my work, I wanted to feature the desert, the natural landscape, and the water as the protagonist, as the subject itself. And there is also presence of a body, of a form, of a female form, mostly female. There's one male form in there. And that is more of a performative piece, secondary to the subject of water and the desert. Desert being the main entity of land that surrounds the Middle East and is contained all throughout the Middle East and North Africa, where this work was made. And I was very interested in how Islam had spread historically through the desert. And I'm very interested also in the issue of water, very nervous about the wars and the migrations that happened from desertification, poor colonial farming practices, and the ecological plight of the end of fresh water, access to fresh water, and what is that doing to the communities. So looking at the root causes of how conflicts start through the desert and water.
It's interesting talking about conflict and the Middle East. I think for a lot of people, water is not thought of as the cause or even a cause of some of those conflicts.
And that would be wrong. So yes, we understand the issues of oil. We understand how maybe it's human nature to, when there's precious resources or very few and far between, to band with your own and to fight for power. But if you even look at the Syrian conflict, its origins is a story of water, where it's been over 7 years of a drought that has forced migrations of farmers into the oases or into the cities, and then poor practices and dictatorships preferencing one group of people over another, and the competition for jobs, and has started peaceful protests in the beginning, has escalated, and then can be taken advantage of by terrorist groups or outsiders. But it always roots back to precious resources.
You mentioned how long this project took you, almost 7 years. You were in a lot of countries as well across the Middle East and North Africa doing this. How did you, like, come upon some of these spaces? Like, were these areas that you knew about? Had you scouted them before? Were you just sort of wandering around and you came upon what looks like a desert oasis and said, oh, this would be perfect?
A lot of different strategies, getting lost and working with just a driver and perhaps a fixer at time. And through talking to people and negotiating spaces and going into communities and showing them images and trying to find places that didn't have power lines and really getting off the grid, you know, and trying to that idea of discovery. And in a very modern world, we tend to bounce between points on airplanes and plan everything out. And I wanted to learn the lessons of the desert, of what's really important. Why do people go to the desert to have spiritual awakenings? Or why is it described by cultural producers, poets and writers and artists as spaces like that imitate war? I mean, that are symbolic of war or symbolic of death or decay or isolation. There's life in the desert. It's hard to find, but it's there, and people have persevered, where I'm from, for centuries in the desert.
What do you hope that visitors to this exhibit will take away from it?
I think it shows a different aspect of the Middle East and North Africa than most of them think of. I myself was exhausted by making works that speak to trauma narratives of that region, and were filled through the news and the media looking at images of war, of the mass migrations, of the refugees, of death, of hardship, of conflict. And I wanted to speak about a part of the world that many, not just Westerners, but even people from where I'm from, the Middle East, can think about their own history and their own spaces in a different way.
It's interesting you mentioned that you're kind of exhausted, as a society maybe, we're kind of exhausted of seeing images of war and conflict and hardship from that region. And yet your images also depict a type of conflict. Maybe it's just a, for lack of a better word, maybe just like softer conflict, like it's not as obvious conflict.
Exactly. It's something that's so central to this work, while there it may be not so evident without the guns and the bombs and the burned out buildings, but when you see palm trees dying in a desert that have existed for forever, you have to think about what created that.
Salma Alshaibi is a professor at the University of Arizona. Her exhibit, Silsila, will be on display at the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art through the middle of September.